The Traveler's Journal, June 27th, previewing the Calgary Stampede. Although it's a modern metropolis, a western boomtown built on oil and cattle, with glittering downtown towers and rampant suburban sprawl, Calgary, Canada is widely characterized by a single event. For 10 days each summer, this city on the high Alberta Plains, east of the Rockies, turns into one big raucous ranch as it hosts the Super Bowl of rodeos, the Calgary Stampede.
Starting next Friday, July the 3rd,
the whole town goes a little cow crazy as its citizens tap into their prairie roots, not to mention many kegs of beer. Free flapjack breakfasts are served among hay bales, square dancing starts early, and this city with a reputation for being friendly turns into Welcome Wagon Central. The epicenter of the action is Stampede Park, sort of a bonanza come to life, with a little Gunsmoke and Wild Wild West thrown in for color. Its 137 acres are decked out with dance halls, midway rides, a teepee-dotted Indian village, agricultural exhibits, and talent shows. The main event is the Stampede itself, one of the world's largest rodeos. It starts each afternoon as over 350 cowboy and cowgirl elites saddle up and hang on for events that range from bareback riding to steer wrestling. The signature competition is the heart-thumping, horse-drawn chuck wagon race, which lures cowboys from Texas to New Zealand to vie for over $800,000 in prizes. The Calgary Stampede is something special, drawing more Americans over the border than any other Canadian event. And it's also no coincidence that most Calgary babies are born 9 months later. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com.